This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
April 9th,
previously mentioned my mother's birthday. I used to, Jennifer, remember when I used to talk about, in defiance of my mother, I had cookies for breakfast on her birthday.
Yeah. Right? I do remember that.
Well, I've changed. I've modified it. I had a chocolate chip cookie today and a piece of blueberry pie. My mother used to really rail in earlier days when I was younger when her health was okay. You know, the stuff that I would... that I would have for breakfast was very formalized, and it was this supposed to be this, and that was it, and nothing, no variation.
Well, at least you had fruit with those blueberries. Good for
yes,
you.
Right, exactly. Fruit, exactly, exactly. So here we are, all of us working from home, bringing you the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen is not at home. She's at the studios of our originating network, Radio America. I wonder about discipline and organization, or the tools that are necessary. We all kind of are in it, and we've been doing it this way for a long time. But you had, I had plenty of years of working at regular radio stations, but I've been doing this for 32 years, and it's mostly been in places where I have lived. I've set up an office, and I was maybe one of the original people doing it. I know I was the original one doing it on the radio, but I, in terms of just doing it at home, And wondering what the distractions are. Somebody's at the door. The delivery man. Here's pizza and wine for Kara. And then if you're home and children are home, they want lunch. And maybe you spill some coffee on the floor. Who knows what the distractions are. But that's the kind
my
of
my biggest
wild,
problem working
world.
From home is that I am running a house on my own, and yeah. So there's always something to do, yeah. And my my OC, my ADD kicks in, and so when right. I'm working on something for work, then all of a sudden I go, oh, I really need to clean up the kitchen. Oh, you know, and something yeah. else pulls you
me
away.
Me too. Yes. All right. Dr. Fauci says it looks like we're headed for the end, at least. From the original projections, but it may come back in the fall, but school will be fine. What else? When you look at the guidance that he's come up with in the last 24 hours or so, what's the significance? Jennifer, you pick anything out of what he said?
Well, I think people want a light at the end of the tunnel. There's a lot of unknown. There was an extreme amount of fear about people thinking that they're going to get it or that someone in their family is going to get it. I know in our state of California, Gavin Newsom said that 56% of California, which is millions and millions of people, would be impacted by the coronavirus, would actually be diagnosed with it. So when you have someone who's considered to be the expert on this saying, well, look, we're getting close. We see that maybe we're hitting the apex of New York, and that maybe that's going to happen in California in a couple of weeks, and we can actually get back to work, and there's a vaccine on the horizon. That's good news. I think he's also, and this will be an interesting argument to watch it play out, I think he's also going to, he's already building the kind of the groundwork about asking for people to get, or not asking, but telling people they're going to need to get this vaccine. Mm-hmm. And that's always a controversy when you have right, the anti-vaxxer yeah. crowd.
Yep, that's true. So let's say, I'm going to ask all three of you this question, Kara and Victoria and Jennifer. If somebody, you go to a store, like I went into a CVS yesterday. And there was a sign, the patrons that were going in and out, some of them had masks. But they are saying in some circumstances they will deny service to people if you don't have a face mask on. So let's say you don't have a face mask on and you go to a place of business and the fellow at the door says, sorry, you don't have a mask, you can't come in. How are you going to react to that? Victoria, I'll start with you. How do you react?
I'd go and put a mask on.
Okay. If you had one, then the problem is you still can't find them.
But you can also just cover your face. You can use a bandana. You can use a scarf. I've seen people using all kinds of things. Everyone looks like they're a bank robber
covering.
From the 1800s. But any type of face covering, yeah. And I think a lot of, there's a CVS that's across the street from our apartment complex, and they have a sign that says you have to be wearing a face covering. It doesn't say face mask. It says face covering.
Face covering. All right, Jennifer, let's say somebody says that to you. How do you react? Are you wearing face covering when you go into some of these places?
I went to the grocery store this week and I did wear a mask. And I think I said that I don't like it. I don't like how it makes me feel. I don't like how it makes it look around the streets. I don't like that everybody I see has got a mask on. But I also believe in a bit.
No one likes it.
I just think who we are is our face. I mean, you can replace a knee, but you can't replace a face. And it's really disturbing when we don't have that identity anymore on people. We're just all a set of eyes above a Kleenex. So it's kind of, I don't know. But in any case, I did it because I don't want to be the one who is going to make someone sick, God forbid. And number two, I support a business's right to do what they need to do to keep themselves safe. So if that's the rule of the business and I want to go there, then I'll follow it.
Yeah. So what's happening in terms of the doctors, their approach to people? There are some people who are being told they've got to wear a ventilator. I guess my question is whether doctors are explaining to patients, if they have the time, what happens. You wear the mask. Are you protecting yourself or are you protecting other people?
You're protecting yourself. Well, essentially what you're doing is, if you are a carrier, and let's be honest, no one knows if all four of us could have it and we don't have symptoms. Most people who have this virus never show symptoms. So what it does is that mask keeps your own germs on you, so you're not spreading it to other people. It doesn't provide much help if you're walking around and wearing a mask and someone else infects you. It doesn't protect you in that sense, but you're keeping your own germs to yourself, so you're not infecting someone who's older and vulnerable. And, it's a social responsibility thing, really.
The way I understand it, the cloth masks, the bandanas, the stuff that they're telling us to wear locally, those are about keeping your own germs to yourself. But for healthcare workers, those N95 masks, they are protecting against other people's germs.
Yes.
So I'm back again for a moment. Those people who didn't hear the conversation about the suit against China for $8 trillion and how you, if you're a small business person, can sign on to that. I noticed Dr. Burke said that the lack of transparency delayed the ability to declare this what it really is. So can you use it? One would wonder in a legal case, Jennifer, whether you could use something like testimony from people like that or I'm just thinking about, I watch too many legal shows on TV maybe, whether that stuff can come up and be used. Well, see, look at that. This is what happened.
Well, that's what Congress is taking up right now, about whether or not Americans can sue the Chinese government for...
Well, can America sue the Chinese? The American government sue the Chinese?
That's what they're discussing right now in China. That's a Freudian slip. In Congress, not in China. I actually talked to Representative Crenshaw from Houston. I think he's the second congressional district in Texas. And I said, what's the temperature of your colleagues in going after the Chinese? And he said, everybody, that's one thing that Democrats and Republicans are united on, is that they all agree that there needs to be some sort of penalty for China. Now, how that takes shape and whether or not it's practical to go after the Chinese government with lawsuits. Well, not when they own our industry. So what you have to figure out is how to start bringing... I think the worst punishment, and I hope I see this, the worst punishment would be for us to start withdrawing our industry that's in China and bringing it over here. That would be the worst punishment for them. And that's the first thing that we should do, and it should start with the pharmaceutical industry.
Absolutely.
I agree with that.
100%. Yep. Mm-hmm. There's not anybody that knows anything that isn't going to agree with that. Coming up to 15 past the hour here on the DJV program, can't tell you how many people are doing or following the advice that I have and some others. You hear a lot of ads around for MyPillow. The fact there are people touting the company and the leadership for changing production from pillows to masks. And they're still at that because there still is a need. Can you find a mask? I think we just had that conversation, and the answer is still no. You can't really readily, easily find
well,
an
you
app.
Can.
You can make
can
them.
Find a regular cloth
I can't.
One.
I can't.
Go
I
on Etsy. Go on Amazon. They're everywhere.
Really?
Absolutely.
I see, but I don't
yeah.
buy
Don't
stuff
try
like
to
that.
Buy the N95 because that's a medical grade mask that are they're in short supply. So don't try to buy those.
How much you pay for them on Amazon? I go to Amazon.
I don't know, $8. I don't know. Etsy
really?
Has them for $8. Yeah, something like
what's
that. People are selling them.
Refresh my memory. What's Etsy?
Etsy is the online marketplace where people make their own things, crafts and things
oh,
like that, and sell
okay.
them.
Yeah, I bought two from there last week. So,
were
yeah,
they $8?
Yeah, they're not expensive.
That?
They're, I mean, yeah. all you have to do is look up masks or anything like that, and you have a whole bunch of different sellers who come up. Some are different prices. You can see reviews, and the one that I bought, I think they were $8 or $9.
How long did it take for them to ship them to you?
That's the only problem with Etsy is it typically takes a little longer since they're smaller businesses. Right. But it's supposed to. I bought it a few days ago. It's supposed to ship this week, and then hopefully I'll have it next week.
What does the Etsy stand for? Anybody know?
Nothing. I don't think it stands for anything.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, so here we are unfolding from the commercial to the unfolding of real life. Well, the masks. Anyway, it's nice. Tip of the hat to the folks at MyPillow. Also a tip of the hat to them realizing that people just don't have the free cash, and they also want to sort of understand how important it is that you keep your bed and the surroundings clean so you can be healthy, sleep well, that sort of thing. That's why there is the special 66% off now till the end of April on Suprema, MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Neck Pillows, you name it. They're all on sale. 66% off. Use the DJV promo code. You can wash and dry your MyPillows, you know, the standard and queen, normally $69, $24.99 right now till the end of the month. 66% off the price of the King Platinum Premium Pillows. Usually they're $79.99. Buy them now for $29.99 with the promo code DJV. So all kinds of things. And when you check out, if you order Mike's book about his career, your entire MyPillow order will ship free. Plus, they give you a $25 gift certificate for the next purchase. Not a bad deal. Pretty good opportunity to get all the pillow sheets, duvets, and all the things that are in the MyPillow catalog. Use the promo code DJV when you're checking out at MyPillow.com.
What's that saying about you can't pour from an empty cup? You have to take care of you so you can continue to take care of others. And if losing weight is on your take care of you list, then this is for you.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrant and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
I've been on Calitrant now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. No more pain. My feet, my back feels great and just awesome. It's the best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
I've used Calitrant for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to size 16, and it makes my sister-in-law's jealous. It really works.
Now is the time to put your health on your to-do list. Check out Calitrant at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you ever found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mop.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mop and Daisy Common Sense cast on your favorite podcast app.
Didn't get your fill of the DJV show today? Don't worry, you can check out all the latest stories on the podcast at djvshow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Memories and bits and pieces, traces of love long ago that didn't work out right.
Dennis Yost. Classics 4, the studio group.
Ribbons from her hair.
One and only song that became a big hit. This is Throwback Thursday on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria cooing and eyeing and Kara cooing in the background of my singing. The songs from this week in 1969 are our focus, top five items. And at number five was the tune Traces by the aforementioned Classics 4. Work out right. I gotta hit that note. Right. See, if I brought it down an octave, it'd probably be better. All right, here's one that I have loved forever and ever and ever. Here is another studio group called The Foundations. I always get goosebumps when I hear this song. Don't know why. It's just a fun song. You ladies know this song?
I think everybody loves this song.
Yeah, our generation knows it because of Something About Mary.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about, which I actually hate that movie, but I love this song.
I do, too. I thought it was the grossest thing when
I don't think it's
Ben Stiller and...
It's the Farrelly Brothers. If you don't like the Farrelly Brothers, you're going to hate that movie.
Sure. I just don't like awkward comedies, and Ben Stiller is either like a ridiculous character or an awkward comedy, and I just... I cringe.
He's not. I'm with you on. I don't care. He doesn't do a thing for me. Anyway, Fill Me Up Buttercup was big tune for the Foundations, the only one they ever had as well. This was the time in the late 60s, early 70s, when you could all these studio groups that were usually backup singers and orchestrators for the big hits from the big names. They would play around and come up with stuff like this in 15 minutes.
What?
Why don't you build
me up? But you know what the funny thing is about that movie? So many people, myself included, I thought that that song was written for the movie. I had no idea that this was a song from the 60s. Yeah, no one did.
Yeah.
And so, it was all over the radio. It was it was back in such a big way.
Yeah, it
so
was.
Whoever owns the rights, you should thank the Farrellys for that one.
Right, yep. Number three from this week in 1969 belongs to Sly, Family Stone, another fabulous pop tune. This guy was stoned out of his mind all the time. That's really why they call him the Family Stone. It wasn't because his name was Sylvester Stallone. Sly, Sylvester, not Stone. What's his last name? Sylvester. person?
I don't know.
I can't remember. Anyway, so different strokes for different folks came out of this. The piano on this.
We got to live together.
Good message in it, too.
I'm no better. Neither are you.
This is a pretty good example of a pop protest song. Love me.
Know me and then you can figure out the bag I'm in.
Everyday. Number two this week belonged to CCR, one of their huge hits. They did a remake of Proud Mary's, been covered by dozens of bands. This was a great job. Roland!
They wrote this.
Roland, what's that?
They wrote this. This is not a cover. They wrote it.
Yeah, well, but it's been covered by tons of other people.
Sorry. Yeah.
I misspoke.
Tina Turner, famously, yes.
Right. Yeah. A couple of other versions of it around that were great. Yeah. So, this is one of the really original smoky voices that made it. I can't remember this guy's name.
John Fogerty?
Fogerty, that's right, too. Thank you.
I think it was he and his brother, right?
Yeah. Yep. Roland! Now, here's a song I didn't like. I never got into Tommy Rowe at all. I thought this song sucked, frankly. It's number one, though, for 4 weeks.
Well, it's like everything else on this list is so good, and then the number one song is...
Awful. Terrible. Tommy Rowe, though, was around for 4 weeks of this tune. He had a number of hits. Dizzy was number one this week in 1969. There it is, the overview of the pop hits in 69 here on the DJV Show.
In these unprecedented times, a lot of companies have changed the way they do business. MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. They still want you to get the best sleep of your life, though, and maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, they have buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. Give your linen closet a makeover at MyPillow.com, and remember to use promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There are some encouraging numbers coming back concerning coronavirus in the United States. As the White House Coronavirus Task Force says, cases are starting to stabilize, including in various states and metro areas, which had been epicenters. Response coordinator Dr. Deborah Burke saying each hotspot is being addressed individually.
We talk about these as micro epidemics in metro areas and in rural areas.
There's a Farm Aid show this Saturday. John Mellencamp, Neil Young, Dave Matthews joining Willie Nelson for a streaming Farm Aid concert. The stars will perform Saturday from their homes for the digital concert, which will raise funds and awareness for farmers impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC Tax Program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC Tax Program. Once you are accepted into the CNC Tax Program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
At the hour now on the DJD program, Victoria, Kara, Doug, and you here looking at some of the new studies that are functional and valuable. I'm not much for numbers or research. Once in a while, I enjoy a good poll. But what do these studies explain about the virus, where it came from, how it's spreading around these days, maybe more specifically than looking at the origin, but how has that changed a bit, according to this information, in Victoria?
Well, there are two new studies. I think essentially what scientists want to figure out is how they're trying to trace how it got to America. We know that it came from China. We know it came from Wuhan. But they're trying to figure out how did it actually get to the States. Did it go to California first? Did it go to New York first? They do believe that New York was the landing spot. But instead of it actually coming from travelers from China, two different studies now say that it actually came from Europeans. And so,
more?
What?
More than the Chinese connection.
Yes, that, well, China had already done its damage through Europe, is essentially what they're showing. And so, that it had already gone through Europe, and that's, and European travelers brought it to New York. So they said that they're studying the genetics of the virus, and they also say that they now know conclusively that people were spreading this virus for weeks before the first confirmed case in New York, which was March 1st. So we know, and I would actually even say, I would think even months. I think several months this was spreading. And especially when you look at how much tourism there is at Christmas time going in and out of New York, I think that this virus was at, and we, look, we know at the end of November, we already know that Wuhan was trying to contain this and not tell anybody about it. So if you fast forward to the holidays in at the end of December and people, it's already spread through Europe and Europeans are coming, going back and forth to New York, I think that we had landed cases in January. The first symptoms confirmed case, and again, that's when we had our testing abilities were delayed because our initial test that we created didn't work. So by the time we had a test that actually worked, the first confirmed case in New York was March 1st. And so what this new study, this is one of the studies is the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai, and then the other study is coming from the NYU Grossman School of Medicine. And so they both have similar conclusions. The majority of these cases came from Europe, and they think the reason for that is because on January 31st, President Trump started restricting entry to the U.S. from those traveling from China. So it probably would have been worse if we also, so we have all these Europeans coming in, that's who brought the virus. It would have also been worse if we still had a lot of Chinese coming in too. And so on March, but it wasn't until March 11th that we stopped travel back and forth with Europe. So essentially, you know, and in that case, that is no one's fault. I do believe that, look, we know that our government knew about this. Trump and the panel, for whatever reason, I've seen so many things blaming Jared Kushner for this. He said the virus wasn't real. It was all media hype and whatever. That delay has absolutely cost lives and has cost, you know, look at our economy. I mean, it's just crazy. But in terms of knowing, do we shut down travel from China or do we shut down travel from Europe? No one could have known that. That is no one's fault, and I take no blame. I put no blame on anyone for that one. It is unfortunate that we didn't know that we should have probably just stopped all international travel.
Yep. End of story. Fixing the problem is better than fixing the blame. One of the problems people have had is connecting with friends and family because of the distancing that's been necessary, the personal distancing. So I was looking around. I wondered what you thought, both of you, Kara and Victoria, on the best group video chat apps. I see Skype is among them, something called House Party. Do either of you know about that?
I haven't used it. They all serve the same function. They're all basically just like Zoom. As we know, Zoom's had a lot of security issues. Yeah. Google, as a company, has now banned all of their employees from using Zoom. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be using, the new FaceTime, you can have up to 32 people on a FaceTime call.
Really?
Which is a huge mess. That's something that people, that was like from a year ago, and I don't know why more people aren't using that function on FaceTime, but it's there.
They don't know that it's there.
Maybe not,
So we can put Megan and Brendan together when we do our FaceTime.
Absolutely,
I'll keep that.
Miles, if he has his own phone, which I know he doesn't, he can be on a separate phone. You can 32 people.
Yeah. So Facebook Messenger is the third most popular app being used, according to this overview. Google Hangouts, Instagram, and Snapchat's pretty much the same thing, right? Isn't Snapchat and Instagram?
Yeah, Snapchat and Instagram, social media sites, Google Hangouts, that's essentially what some of my teacher friends are using for to stay in contact and to teach classes and things. So that's become not necessarily a social media function, but it's definitely become very useful to a lot of people.
Any other apps we missed?
Facebook Messenger is interesting. I use Facebook Messenger to communicate with my family in Ireland. Because it's free, and I don't have a Facebook account anymore. I got rid of it. But you don't need a Facebook account to use the Messenger app, so it's great.
I have I use Facebook Messenger more now than I used to, but mostly for farm stuff. People I'm connected with on Facebook, it's a tool. It's something, tools we want to use. So I just thought we'd go through in case some people didn't know. I knew the two of you would know what groups or video chat rooms were best for people. The DEA, Drug Enforcement Administration, upping its production limits on certain medications that are now in short supply. They said the limits will be increased by 15% for fentanyl, morphine, and hydromorphone. What the hell is that? I never heard
probably
of that before.
I don't know. It's probably another form of morphine. I mean, these are all hot. These are like intense pain medications.
Yeah. So it's people that are having problems that need pain medication. I guess that's what this is for. People are. I didn't know COVID was that painful. I guess if you're dying
breathe and people say some people have had extreme cases before they're on a ventilator. Once you're on a ventilator, you know, then it is what it is. But before you're on a ventilator, a lot of people have described the aches and the body pains as just something that like they've never experienced.
I've heard that the coughing can be so intense that it's like people felt like they were going to get sick and they didn't want to get sick because their ribs and chest already hurt so bad from just coughing nonstop.
Well, so I'll ask Ken about that for our edition this week of Good Day Health, which you can find, listen to, gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you pick up your podcasts. Kudos to Rachel Ray, who's given $4 million to fight the virus. She's using it to supply food and services. She's got a network of organizations apparently across the country that are connected to her and her food show. And she has a lot of product, you were telling me. Off the air,
lots
right?
of pots and pans and, home goods, dog food, all that stuff.
Really? Okay. Good.
I think maybe even frozen food, too.
Really? I haven't seen that. I'll look around for it. I think frozen food sometimes better than fresh food, depending on what it is and where it comes from. Speaking of what it is and where it comes from, where'd your weight come from when you added? A lot of people have added, what do they call it? The 15 pounds, but what are they calling the virus something or other, the virus butt? What have I heard that people are?
I don't know. I haven't heard it called anything other than just gaining weight. Everyone's gaining weight.
78% of people in our country who are getting the coronavirus are getting it because they're overweight. Do you know that? 78% have an underlying health condition that's based on their weight, having too much weight, creating conditions in the body that are make it just right. Chronic lung diseases, that sort of thing, cardiovascular disease. So you'll have, if you get the underlying health conditions, you're a sitting duck for the coronavirus. So why don't we lose the weight? What a good idea, Doug. Thank you for suggesting that. Best way to do it is to go to toploss.com, see what Calitrin does for you. Calitrin will do a lot for you. A lot of work. Sometimes the exercising and planning meals and stuff. Well, you don't have to do any of that. With Calitrin. Just take 4 capsules every night, give it about 6 months, and you'll lose the weight and keep it off. Go to toploss.com, use the code DJV to buy 3 or more and get an equal number free when you purchase. You got to have the DJV code, though. That's when you use the DJV code. You won't have to pay for shipping either. All this available right now at toploss.com.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
24 at the hour. This is the DJV program. One of the things that is going on right now, there are help from all kinds of people and all kinds of organizations. Some of you know about the Wounded Warrior Project. If you don't know about them and what they're doing, they just made a $10 million commitment to help meet the immediate needs of people who are in the service, who are in financial crisis because of the coronavirus. So starting right away, apparently the Wounded Warrior Project is going to reach out to all that's currently registered wounded, ill, and injured service members seeking to identify those who are in distress. So let's talk to the fellow who's behind all of this. The CEO of the Wounded Warrior Project is Lieutenant General Mike Linnington. General Linnington, welcome in here. Let's talk about what specifically, I think most everybody knows about the Wounded Warrior Project, but what the specific reach out here, are you just doing it this week? You've just started, and where are you, do you have a fundraiser going on among those who support Wounded Warrior? Let's get the story behind the story.
Thank you, and thanks for having me on. I mean, really, this is a $10 million commitment we're announcing today on your show and others to meet the immediate financial needs of wounded, ill, and injured service members that are currently registered with us that are suffering a loss of personal employment, work income, or are dependent on somebody else in their household, wife, spouse, loved one, who has suffered a loss of employment or work income due to the COVID-19 virus. And coupled with the fact that they're unable to make payments for rent, mortgage, food, utilities,
right,
whatever. So this is not a fundraiser. This is a direct commitment. We're going to reach out to all 170,000 of our registered alumni. The email is going out this morning. We're going to give them an online application if they are facing financial hardships. And then we'll assess those applications quickly and start making payments to families in need starting tomorrow.
So how does one belong to, if that's the right phrase, how do you become a member of this group? The WoundedWarriorProject.org is your website, but how does one, how do you get members? Do you go to various veterans groups? How do you make people aware of what you're doing?
We really reach out to veterans as they transition from military life to civilian life. We also reach out to them at military hospitals as they've been evacuated from deployments around the world. Certainly over the last 15 years, that's largely been Iraq and Afghanistan. We know that transition from the military is very difficult. We know transitioning from the military to civilian life for wounded veterans can be especially difficult, especially as they balance healing, rehabilitation, and recovery with looking for their next challenge in life, being a job, or a place in a community. So we register our warriors based on deployment and injury, illness, service-connected injury or illness and disability. Right now, over the past 15 years, we've registered 170,000. They are what we call our alumni, and they will be the focus of this program. This focus is really on the 170,000 that are already registered with us.
Okay.
And again,
so
we transitioned our programs from face-to-face to virtual programming. We've learned a lot over the last several weeks, and certainly financial hardship is right at the top of the list, thus this commitment.
So are all 170,000, I know you're going to grant $1,000 to pay for various expenses, are all of the 170,000 get the $1,000?
No, and that's a shame, because we know we'll have many, many more than 10,000 will apply. But we're trying to expand the program, so if anybody wants to help expand the program, for corporations and foundations, we have an email address, wwpcovidrelief@woundedwarriorproject.org. Again, wwpcovidrelief@woundedwarriorproject.org. And for individuals, just go to our website at woundedwarriorproject.org. Our goal is to expand the program from 10,000 families in need to many, many more thousands beyond that.
All right. So, again, the Wounded Warrior Project, ORG, is a good place for you to start. Thank you. Lieutenant General Mike Linnington is retired from the service, but is the CEO of Wounded Warrior Project here on the DJ Beef Show, 10 before the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Maria, I just met a girl named Maria, and suddenly that name will never be the same to me. Maria,
I just met a girl named Maria.
How
about it, Chuck? Can I be in the revival of West Side Story or not? Maria!
I think your paw would be left on the cutting room floor.
Now! I don't know. How dare you? Chuck Curry is here. Our movie moments. Even Carrie's getting a kick out of that. I didn't hear Victoria get upset about it, though. She probably liked it.
Oh, okay. I wasn't upset about it. I agree with it.
Really? Uh-huh. Like my singing of it, or?
No, with Chuck's cake, that it would probably get left on the cutting room floor.
Really? That's outrageous,
yeah.
All right, so West Side Story was first out, I believe, in the 60s. I remember seeing it when I was an early
61.
Teenager. 61, okay, yeah, I was.
Yeah, this day, April 8th, 1962, 34th Academy Awards, West Side Story went on to win the Oscar for Best Picture. And I believe Rita Moreno won the Oscar for Best
Yep.
They gave her the best actress in the film.
She's still around, isn't she?
Yeah, well, in Spielberg's remake, which was supposed to come out this November, she's in that film playing the role. They did it's going to be that the drug, the candy store owner. She's going to play in this updated version, which I'm looking forward to very much. That is my all-time favorite musical, West Side Story.
Can you sing along with
Richard Beamer and Natalie Wood? Not on the radio, I won't do it.
Right.
But I love that film. That is a great film.
It is. The story's great. And the question comes into my mind. I remember lots of things that would today be considered very politically incorrect that were in that earlier movie. I wonder how they're going to address that, how Spielberg rewrites it. Because I heard that he was going to use the same script. A lot of times when they revise these, the good producers, remember like True Grit, for example, when they revived that? With who was it?
Jeff Bridges.
Bridges, right. They used the exact same script. Exact same script as they used from the John Wayne.
They also did that with the Psycho remake, and people didn't like that very much when they did Vince Vaughn starred as Norman Bates. I didn't have a problem with that film, but the same script, same exact script, just didn't have the energy.
So there's another movie that people are confusing. I know the first time I saw the trailer, which was when we could still go to the movies, and this would have been, a couple of months ago, there's a movie that also is coming out this year that is pretty much, it's not the same story, but it's a story about a neighborhood in New York with every Hispanic actor that you can possibly think of. Jimmy Smits and company, they're doing something called In the Heights.
It looks good. Trailer, I'm not that familiar with it. Trailer looks really good, though.
Yeah, the trailer did look good.
That was a huge Broadway hit. That was Lin-Manuel Miranda's first big hit.
Yeah, Miranda, that's who put this together.
He wrote it. He wrote it and starred in it. It won all kinds of Tony Awards.
How does the story compare, Victoria, to West Side Story?
I've never seen it.
Similar?
I don't know that it's the same. I don't think it's anything related at all.
Yeah, I think it's just about being in Brooklyn Heights or whatever it is.
Yeah. That's it, huh? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same as if
Morningside Heights. I think it's Morningside Heights.
If you compared any Washington Heights is what it is.
One of the Heights.
If you compared any musical that has white people in it and says, well, what's the similarity? That's the only similarity between these two as well. That they have that they have Hispanic people in it. That's the only similarity between the two.
Oh, okay.
I got a story, Doug. He has proof people sitting home and watching TV. Netflix documentary Tiger King. I have not seen it, but I heard a lot of things about it. Pretty crazy stuff. Yeah. Reportedly 34 million viewers have watched this documentary on Netflix in its first 10 days. That would be the biggest viewership Netflix has ever had, even beating Stranger Things season number 2. It's a lot of people.
Yeah. Well, so what else? What have you been watching on Netflix? What kind of movies have you got? Older movies or have you come to newer movies?
I have not been watching a lot of TV. My business is open for takeouts. I've been pretty busy doing that. But I honestly, the only show I watch religiously now is The Walking Dead. I still love that show. I love this season. It's my all-time favorite show. I just want to point that out.
Why?
I do have one other bit of news. I can't explain. Well, I love the characters. I loved Andrew Lincoln as Rick Grimes. I love Jeffrey Dean Morgan as Negan and all the others.
Hurry up, do your last story. You got 30 seconds.
Disney Plus will reboot the ABC 80s sitcom Doogie Howser, M.D. That
made
Neil Patrick Harris a star. It's going to take place in Hawaii, this version, with a female lead. I like that show. I was a big fan of that show back
in the day. So, instead of Doogie Howser, what's her name? Duguess?
I don't know. But that's usually where they do it. They usually just flip the genre of the lead. Yep.
All right. Good job, Chucker. Thank you. 59 past.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.